No matter where you go in Michigan this week, it seems we're all talking about the hot weather. And when you pop your head out of the door first thing in the morning and it's already 83 and there's nowhere to go but up, that is some hot weather. We wondered just how this week fit into Michigan's hot weather history. So we turned to MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa, who also runs a website, farmerweather.com, which will give you everything you want to know about the weather. Mark joins us now.
Good day, Cindy. How are you doing today?
Doing well, except I'm very steamy and sweaty. How does this steamy week in Michigan compare with other years?
Well, you know, I got to say we're starting to become wimps, I think, because it really doesn't compare to the record breakers, so to speak. We're going to have about 5 or 6 days of 92 to 95 degree weather with high humidity. And indeed, that is what I would classify as, you know, an uncomfortable heat wave for folks in Michigan. But when you look back at the records in the 30s, like in 1936, we had a week of 100 plus temperatures in most areas. Actually, Mayo in northern Michigan had the hottest temperature ever recorded back in the mid-30s, 1936 that year, 112 degrees.
And Mark, you actually kind of point out that for those of us, say, in southeast Michigan who think, oh, it's so hot, I wish I could get up north, you have some kind of surprising news in terms of which places in Michigan have the potential to be the hottest.
Yeah, actually, I wrote a blog about this on mlive.com/weather, and when you look at, say, Detroit's hottest temperature ever recorded, that was 105 degrees, and then as you work your way northward, you get to those temperatures that are 110, 111, 112. One of the reasons why is the sandy soil up in the north can really, really heat up. Usually the sandy soil has less vegetation on it, so you get that sun and hot weather pounding on the sand. And well, you know how the beach feels when you get out there on a hot day.
Yes, I do. And I'm just thinking of times going down the Sleeping Bear sand dunes on a hot day. And you know it's hot. I'm kind of curious, is there a summer weather trend or do these hot years show up in bursts? And I guess what I'm getting at is when you're saying that the hottest temp ever recorded was in July of 1936, that was way longer before anyone ever started thinking of global warming.
Well, the 30s were hot. And it's a couple of things. It does go in spurts, and those are probably natural cycles. But then also you have to superimpose, are we actually having global warming and are things generally getting hotter? My general feeling is that we are having global warming, and you can't pin a specific hot date and say that was caused by global warming. But in general, the trend is upward on temperatures.
MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa, he's been forecasting the weather in Michigan for the last 21 years, and he has the website farmerweather.com. Thanks so much, Mark.
Hey, great to talk to you, Cindy.